愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们请来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
十七节。
Verse 17.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
这是摩西第六个向神的心愿，也是他的祷告。
This is the sixth request and prayer from Moses, the man of God.
那从十二节一直到十七节，我们看摩西对神有六个心愿或者祷告。
From 12 to verse 17, there are six requests that Moses made of God.
那我们仔细看摩西向神求的跟今天我们向神求的相当的不同。
We can see that the desires of Moses' heart is very different from the type of desires that we have today in prayer.
那为什么摩西在信仰里面所求的会不一样？
Why is it that the content of his prayer is so vastly different from ours today?
也从第一节一直到第九节。
From verse 1 to 9.
这是提到摩西对人生的认识。
Describes his deep understanding of the condition of human life.
那摩西对神真的认识我们可以看到人生有假象，也有真相。
From his understanding and perception of life, we understand there are realities of life and there are things that are deceptive.
假象就是用眼睛来看。
And those that are deceptive are things that we view with our physical eyes.
真相就是站在神的立场来看人生。
Those things that are true are those things that are seen from the viewpoint of God.
所以一个不认识神的人没有办法认识人生。
So a person who does not know God,He would not be able to really perceive the truth of life.
他是活在眼见的世界里面。
Because he is living in a visible world.
那这样的人，他以为眼睛看得到，这个叫做人生。
And he only perceives what he sees through his eyes.
所以他的追求也是在地面上。
And so his pursuits would only be earthly pursuits.
那信仰的价值就是把我们的眼光带到神的这种立场来看。
The preciousness of our faith is that we are able to elevate ourselves to the viewpoint of God.
那忽然间发现，如果没有神呢，这个人生本身是一场梦，虚幻的。
And without God, we'll discover that this life is nothing but a dream.
那这样会更让我们渴慕来追求在灵里面的价值。
When we realize this vanity, then we will pursue even more the.Transcendent value of a spiritual life.
除非我们彻底的觉悟，人生是虚空的，不然我们不会彻底的来追求信仰的成长。
Unless we truly recognize the vacuousness of this life, we would not truly pursue spiritual heaven.
所以信仰真正的目的不是要借着神让我们在世界上飞黄腾达，好像拜偶像这样，为的是保平安发财。
So、
这个不是真正的目的。
The real purpose of worshiping God is not like idol worship, where we choose to worship God to find peace or prosperity in this world.
我们有困难，可以向神求，神愿意帮助我们。
Of course, if we have difficulties or troubles in this life, we can pray to our God to ask Him for help.
但是信仰真正的价值是要把我们提升到灵界，去追求那永恒不会消失的价值。
The true value of faith lies in the fact that we're able to transcend this life and elevate ourselves to everlasting life.
那如果我们这样的生活，我们就发现我们的信仰有一个动力。
If we have this such lofty goals, then we'll have a motivation in our lives.
那我们如果没有这样提升，我们常常发现呢，受洗以后好像没事情做。
Without such elevation of our goals, then we'll find that we are.We do not have a purpose in our lives after baptism.
我受洗得圣灵，进天国永远，这个是有保证的。
After we're baptized, receive Holy Spirit, we've already received the proof of our salvation. So what else is next?
那接下去要做什么？
Then what else do we do next?
啊，每天就是形式上啊，或者说，照着例行的公事来教会聚会这样而已。
And the next thing that we do is just to come attend services at church regularly.
所以在摩西的最后一个心愿里面。
And so that is why Moses writes in the last wishes of Moses.
说愿神的荣美归到我们身上。
That may the beauty of the Lord be upon us.
啊，这一节中文和英文有两个翻译。
In English, there's two different ways of interpreting this.
啊，第一个翻译哈，就是神的荣美，翻作 beauty。
First is translated as the beauty of the Lord our God.
那另外一种翻译叫 favor 啊，就是神的恩宠归在我们身上。
And a secondary translation says, "May the favor of the Lord of our God."
那这个两个翻译其实都是很有意思。
Both of these translations carry with them meaningful meanings.
那我想就用两个不同的时段啊来查考这两个不同的题目。
So I like to discuss and study these two aspects further.
愿神的荣美归在我们身上。
May the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
啊，这是摩西的一个心愿。
This is a desire and a wish of Moses.
美是一种价值。
Beauty is a value.
哦，所以风景比较美的地方，房子都比较贵。
So the places where there are more scenic locations, the houses will be more expensive.
那同一个地点哦 ，view 比较好，你可以看到比较美的景点哦，房子也比较贵。
If the house carries a view, then the house is more expensive as well.
那比较漂亮的衣服啊，常常比较好卖。
And the more beautiful the dress, the easier it will be to sell.
那如果一个人长得英俊潇洒啊，大家都要。
And so if a person is very handsome or beautiful, then they will be greatly desired.
所以美是一种价值。
And so beauty has its intrinsic value.
但是这里提到神的荣美。
But here it talks about the beauty of the Lord.
神看不见。
God is invisible.
神的美当然也看不见。
Of course, this beauty is also invisible to our naked eye.
所以摩西所追求的是那个看不见那个神那个看不见的美能够临到我身上。
Yet Moses is here to pursue and wish after that invisible beauty of the Lord to be upon him.
那这个就告诉我们，信仰是另外一种价值的追求。
So that we can understand our faith is based on a different value system.
我们活在地面上，我们有一套地上的价值。
We know that when we live in this world, there is a worldly value system.
但这个是戏台演戏，这个会过去的。
But all this is nothing but like a play and a stage that would soon pass away.
我们还有对属天的价值。
We also have a heavenly value system.
这个是永存的。
And this value system is eternal.
那这个神的荣美啊，就是那个属天的价值。
And this beauty of the Lord is that priceless value of heaven.
所以摩西很希望这个属天的那一种价值能够临到我身上。
And so Moses' wish is that this heavenly priceless beauty be upon him.
也就是说，希望神能够看我是一个很有价值的人。
And that is to say that God would look upon us with such favor and value.
那这一种的改变呢，其实就是信心。
And what brings about this such transformation? It is through faith.
所以我们不能够把信心定义到很狭窄。以便干鬼。
So we shouldn't define faith to be a very narrow definition to only healing and casting out demons.
不错，以便干鬼需要有信心。
Of course, we need faith in order to have healings and miracles.
但是圣经所说的信心，并不是说只是在这个两个范围之内。
But the faith that's mentioned in the Bible is not only exhibited through miracles.
所以我们听到一个人在勉励别人有信心，常常就是生病要祷告，困难要祷告。
We most commonly hear others encouraging one another to have faith in the Lord, especially during the time that they have illnesses.
那如果没有生病，没有困难，那信心到底是什么？我们就有一点不知道。
But without such tribulations or sicknesses, then when do we apply our faith? What is faith?
其实这种价值的改变就是信心。
But to be able to change our value system is in itself faith.
从属地的进到属天。
To have a value that is based in the world, to a value that's based on heaven.
从这个追求看得见的，进到追求看不见的。
To pursue from the things that is visible to pursue the things that are invisible.
这个本身要有极大的信心。
And this requires tremendous faith.
那我们接下来看这个摩西的信心的成长是怎么达成的。
Let's discuss how Moses grew in his faith.
好，我们来看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。二十五节。
Verse 25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。二十六节。
Verse 26.
因为他为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想望所得的赏赐。二十七节。
Verse 27.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见了不能看见的主。摩西成长的环境，这不是他选择的。
The environment that Moses grew up in was not something he chose for himself.
这是神刻意的安排。
This was the deliberate placement by God.
刚好法老的女儿在河边捡到了他。
It was just by coincidence that.The daughter of the Pharaoh found him by the river.
哦，然后就把他带到王宫。
And then he was brought to the palace.
然后摩西的母亲呢，就自愿要当保姆。其实那个本来就是他的孩子。
And then Moses' own mother was able to take care of him.
哦，所以摩西在皇宫里面，哦，他在两个因素之下成长。
And so when Moses was living, growing up in the palace, he was living under two conditions.
一个就是皇宫的环境。
One was the luxurious environment of the palace.
哦，那这个皇宫的环境有什么
？And what was found in this palace environment?
第一个，他是法老女儿的儿子。
First, he was the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
哦，当时啊，埃及是文明的古国。
As we know, at that time, Egypt was one of the foremost civilized world and kingdoms of the world.
当法老女儿的儿子。这是相当尊贵的一件事情。
So it's quite prestigious for him to be the son or daughter of the Pharaoh.
那因为在王宫里面，所以一定有很多的快乐。
Because he was growing up in a palace, there must be a lot of pleasures.
然后这里把它描写叫做最终之乐。
It is explained here as the pleasures of sin.
很多的快乐跟罪都连在一起了。
Many things that are pleasurable in the world has to do with sin.
那另外一个就是埃及的财宝。
Another thing that was valuable in Egypt was the riches and treasures in Egypt.
因为既然皇宫啊，跟财宝也离不开关系啊。
Because it is indeed the palace, of course there are treasures.
还有一点。
And next.
圣经记载说，他受了埃及一切的教育，说话行事都有能力。
The Bible says that Moses.Was educated and was the best of Egypt.
所以我们看到摩西哦，他的地位，哦，皇孙。
We can see that Moses' status.
他的生活很享受。
His living was very pleasurable.
哦，他很有钱。
And he was very wealthy.
他有很高的教育。
He had high education.
这个不是他选择的，他神就安排他就在这个环境长大了。
These were not the things he personally selected, but that was what came with the placement that God put him in.
那有时候我们看到我们本身的成长环境。
And when we look at the environment that we grew up in,
很多人在年纪大的一批的人呢、啊，过去小的时候成长环境都不是很好。
Many of our older generation can recall the times of childhood, which is a lot of suffering.
所以很多人想到成长的环境都会流眼泪。
And so when they recall the times when they're young, they would shed tears thinking of how hard life was back then.
但是因为我们的奋斗，神的祝福，所以我们的下一代成长环境就有一点像在王宫了。
But through our own hard work and also through the blessing of God, now we live in palaces like the Pharaoh.
每一样都好，教育都好。
Everything that we have today is wonderful. Our education is high.
但是在神面前呢、哦，摩西会成为一个有价值的人，不是这个原因。
But it was not because these reasons that Moses became valuable in the sight of God.
是二十四节第一句话，因着信长大了。
It is because of verse 24 where Moses grew up by faith.
这个信心长大是神的保守，也是摩西的母亲约基别的给他的一个很好的教育。
We can accredit the faith of Moses to preservation of God, but also to the religious education by Moses' mother.
那这个十一章的第一节说，信心就是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
And so, what is faith? In verse 1 of chapter 11 defines faith to be sure of things that we do not see.
那对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
That we're able to have faith even though things are not seen.
我们所没有看见的是什么？
How is it that the things that are invisible becomes the substance
天国
of the things not seen? That is heaven.
神的存在
and that is the existence of God.
我们所盼望的是什么？
And what is our hope?
天国有荣耀的冠冕。
That in heaven we shall have a crown of glory.
那如果信心长大
and when our faith grows,
那我们对天国的荣耀，对神的尊贵，天国的美好，就感觉到好像看见，而且很有把握，好像有证据。
When we our faith grows, then we have confidence in the things that are hoped for, and we believe that all this becomes the evidence, even though we do not see it.
那要叫这一个人来改变他人生追求的目标，这就不困难。
It is difficult to change a person's perception of life.
所以什么叫做有信心？
So for a person to grow in faith, what is faith?
除了说医病赶鬼困难向神祷告之外，什么叫做有信心？
Other than experiencing God through relying on Him with faith during times of trouble, what is faith?
就是我们生活的内容跟人生的方向的一个改变，这个就是信心。
Our faith is displayed in the way that we live and how we value the things in our lives.
我们的追求从地上一直改变，变成以属灵的为目标。
Whether or not our pursuits are actually placed in spiritual goals instead of worldly goals.
因此，如果我们的信心有成长，我们会发现信仰里面那个追求是无止境的。
If our faith is growing, then we'll find our pursuit is limitless.
但是，如果我们信仰的目标是在地上，有时候我们就发现没有要祷告，没有什么事情可以祷告。
But if our spiritual goals are placed in this world, then we find that there's nothing to pray for.
所以我们就发现信仰好像在停顿的状态。
Then we find that our faith is stagnant.
也没有目标，也没有追求，所以也没有新的体验。
If we do not have goals, we do not have pursuits, and we'll have no experiences in spiritual life.
但是当我们的目标往上提
，But we'd like to grow in our faith.
我们就发现我们有一个动力在里面。
Then we'll find a powerful motivation force in our hearts.
我们一直在最近靠近神的过程，有对神有新的体验。
As wePursue to draw near to God, we will experience new experiences with God.
这个新的体验就是新的见证。
And these new experiences become new testimonies.
那你就发现这个整个教会会发展着带有动力。
Then you'll find that there is power in the development of the church.
所以摩西把人认为最宝贵的把它丢掉。
And so Moses took what most people consider valuable and he cast it aside.
去追求当时的人眼睛所看不见的。
In order to pursue something that most people could not see.
这可是信心的功夫。
And this is the result of his training in faith.
那神的荣美是什么？
And so what is the beauty of the Lord?
他说愿神的荣美临到我身上，那神的荣美是什么？
What is that beauty that he's asking for the Lord to be upon him?
那我们就来看神第一次向摩西显现到底是怎么做的。
Let's look at the first time Moses encountered God.
我们现在看出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记的第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第三章。
Verse chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神的使者从荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火焚烧，却没有烧毁。第三节。
Verse three.
摩西说：“我要过去看这个大异象，这个荆棘为没有烧毁呢？”第四节。
Verse four.
神看见他要过去，从荆棘里呼叫摩西说：“摩西，他说我在这里。”神说：“不要靠近来，把你的脚脱下来，因为你所站的地是圣地。”这个至高的神第一次向摩西显现，是在荆棘里面显现。
So this high mighty God first appeared to Moses, where? In the thorn bush.
荆棘是长在地上的，是大家看着没有用的。
A thorn bush is something that people despise. It grows in the ground, as it is useless.
那一个这么伟大的神，要向摩西显现，竟然选择在那个荆棘里面显现。
How can such a high and lofty God appear, in a thorn bush?
哦，这个让我值得思想。
So this, merits our consideration.
哦，神虽然很伟大。
Though God is very mighty.
哦，但是神的显现呢？常常是很卑微的。
Yet his appearance is usually very lowly.
我们来看诗篇的一节圣经。
Let's look at Psalms.
诗篇的113篇。
Psalms 113.
诗篇的113篇。
Psalms 113.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。第五节。
Verse 5.
谁像主我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。这个第四节、第五节都讲神的荣耀崇高伟大。
Verse 4 and 5 talks about the majesty, the beauty, and the glory of the Lord.
超乎万民之上。
That he is above all.
就没有一个能够跟他比。
No one can be greater than him.
然后他坐在至高之处，
and he lives in the high mountains.
再上去没有了。
He dwells on the high.
所以他的名字非常的荣耀，因为他至高。
So his name is very precious and very glorious.
但是第六节，
verse 6.
他自己谦卑观看天下的事。
Yet God humbles himself to behold the things.
所以圣经用谦卑来描写神。
So the Bible uses the word humbles to describe God.
他谦卑自己来观看天下的事情。
So God humbled himself to view the things on earth.
这个就是神的美。
And this is the beauty of the Lord.
那当这个神成为人来地上。
And when this high and mighty God became a lowly human being.
那主耶稣就把神这个美把它具体的表现出来。
Through Jesus Christ.Then Jesus Christ was able to show, manifest the beauty of the Lord.
那我们看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们要有基督的心为心。第六节。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。既成为人的形象，第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这个地方说，主耶稣本来是有神的形象。
We know that Lord Jesus Christ has the image of God.
他本来就是神啊。
Because he himself is God.
那既然成为人。
But yet when he became a man.
所以他就虚己。
He denied himself.
变成奴仆。
To become a servant,
那最后卑微
and to humble himself,
成为罪人
to become a sinner.
所以主耶稣从天上这样一直降下来
and so Lord Jesus continued to decrease himself.
这个就是神的美
and this is the beauty of God.
那我们仔细看哦，圣经里面这个认识神的人哦，有神的美的都有这样的特性。
So if we study all the saints in the Bible, they all share this common trait.
那同样的腓立比书里面。
And also in Philippians.
我们看腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三节、第四节。
Verse 3, verse 4.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口，不是靠肉体。第四节。
Verse 4.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠肉体。
Verse 3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
好，这个保罗在提到不靠肉体，这个中文肉体就比较难了解。如果我们再回到英文去看哦 ，confident of flesh， 就是因为肉体所带给我们的信心。
So we can see that Paul has did not have his confidence based on his flesh.
那什么叫做 confident of flesh? 什么叫做凭肉体？
What does it mean to have confidence in your flesh?
接下去他就提到很多了。
And so he gives an example in verse 5 and onwards.
他是法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
律法上的义无可指摘。
According to law, blameless.
还有很多，他是公会的议员。
He was also the Sanhedrin.
他是加马略门下受教的。
He was a disciple of Gamaliel.
但是这一些东西要跟得到主耶稣都没有关系的。
But all these things he counted as loss for sake of Christ.
那有时候甚至成为障碍。
Yet not only were they a loss, but they were stumbling blocks to him.
所以他就把这个摆在一旁了，这个已经不重要了。
And so Paul cast this aside.
因此保罗能够在传福音的过程中跟一般人都接触混在一起。
And that is why he is able to preach to all manner of people.
有时候我们在看人在社会上都是要往上爬。
We know that in this world, everyone likes to climb upwards.
在人群当中觉得我不一样，我比你们突出。
Wants to be unique and special, to be standing out in a crowd.
但是主耶稣他能够深入人群当中。
Lord Jesus Christ is able to come into the masses.
因为他有神的谦卑，他就往下降。
Because he has the humility of God, so he lowered himself continuously.
那保罗他也有神的谦卑，他也是往下降，把这些本来人认为很好的条件，在他心里面这个都丢掉。
Paul also had the characteristic of God, and he lowered himself continuously.
这个叫做神的美。
And this is called the beauty of the Lord.
所以我们要建立一个教会。
And so in building a church,
不要让人来到教会会感觉到自卑。
Do not let people come into the church to feel that they're despised or rejected.
有时候我们经济情况好。
Sometimes we may be more wealthy than others.
有时候我们教育情况好。
Perhaps our education is superior.
在各种不方面比别人好。
We may be more capable in many ways more than others.
但是在我们心里的最深处，要把这个丢掉。
But in our innermost part of our heart, we must cast all these aside.
我们才能够往下降。
Then we can lower ourselves.
那往下降，那一些在社会上一般的平民跟我们在一起的时候，他不会觉得自卑。
So that others who are around us can feel that they can be with us without feeling bad.
这样这个教会才能够使每一个不同的背景的人融在一起。
And this is how the church can melt together and become one in Christ.
所以这个是一种信心。
And this requires faith.
让我们来追求神的美。
Our pursuit to be beautiful like God.
因此我们的教会应该是让人来的会受感动，而不是自卑。
So our church should be a place when people come here, they're moved by our love and not despised.
每一个人看到主耶稣都是受感动。
Everyone who sees Lord Jesus will become moved and touched.
因为这么高贵的神竟然成为这么卑微的人。
Because someone who is so precious and dwells on high is able to lower himself so to become one of us.
每一个跟保罗接触的人都会受感动。
Everyone who has come in contact with Apostle Paul also were touched.
他是这么有教育的。
Because he was so educated.
这么有社会地位。
He was so high in the status of the society.
在律法上是这么完全。
He was so blameless in matters of law.
但是他竟然是这么卑微。
Yet he was so humble.
这个就是神的美。
And this is the beauty of the Lord.
所以当我们都在追求神的美的时候，
As we are pursuing to be beautiful like the Lord,
我们往下降，
we must lower ourselves.
跟大家一样。
So we can be the same as others.
结果这个教会就能够融成一个大家庭。
So our church can become one.
如果我们在教会里面不愿意把这个 confidence of flesh, 我们在世俗上觉得高人一等，不愿意丢掉。
To become one family. If we're unable to go beyond this, to cast aside this superiority,
那在教会里面就会有世俗上的高低。
Complex. We're having this confidence in flesh, then we will have different statuses in the church.
这个会影响教会的合一。
And this will become an obstacle to unity in the church.
这个会影响教会成为一个家庭。
And this will prevent our church from becoming one family in the Lord.
所以我们要求神的那个谦卑的美，领导我们每一个人。
So we must all pursue that humility and beauty of the Lord.
哦，那这是一种价值。
And this is a very precious value.
这才是真正的价值。
This is a true and enduring value.
所以在神的面前，在教会里面，真正的价值不是从世界搬进来的。
So what is most valuable in this church is not something that we bring in from the world.
在教会里面，在神面前，真正的价值是我们越来越能够把基督的品德表现出来。
The more valuable things that we find in this church is that we can become more and more like Jesus Christ.
我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4,
第五节
verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因为耶稣做你们的仆人。第六节
verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知道神的荣光，荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这里说神的荣光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Here it says that the glory of God has been manifested on the image of Christ.
神的荣光也是神的荣美。
The glory of God is the beauty of God.
啊，这个美是一种吸引。
And this beauty is very attractive.
哦，这个神的美啊，就显在耶稣的身上。
The glory of God is upon Jesus Christ.
我们现在看诗篇的二十七篇。
Let's then look at Psalm 27.
诗篇的二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
二十七篇的第四节。
Psalm 27 verse 4.
我有一件事情，我曾求神，我仍要寻求，就是一生一次住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have desired of the Lord that I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这里是大卫做的诗。
This is a psalm made by David.
他说有一件事情。
He says there's one thing I desire.
他向神寻求。
He prayed of this from the Lord.
到底是什么？
And what is that?
就是他希望一生一世能够住在神的殿，瞻仰他的荣美。
Is that he seeks to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
神的殿是什么？
What is the house of the Lord?
神的殿就是教会。
The house of the Lord is the church.
以现在来讲，就是希望在教会中瞻仰神的荣美。
What does it mean to want to see the beauty of the Lord in a church?
那神的荣美是什么？
What is that beauty of the Lord here?
我们刚刚的圣经节说，神的荣美就显在耶稣基督的身上。
As we studied earlier, we know that the beauty of the Lord was manifested in Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在教会里面来瞻仰主耶稣的荣美。
It is to manifest the beauty of Lord Jesus in this church.
那这个就是我们信仰的追求。
And this is our pursuit in our spiritual life.
我们来到教会。
When we come to church.
通过我们听的道理。
Through the word that we listen to.
通过圣灵的感动。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
通过我们本身神给我们的启示。
Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
使我们渐渐对主耶稣的认识越来越深。
So that we become deeper in our understanding and knowledge of Christ.
那这个认识本身就是认识他的美。
When we come to know Jesus, it means that we know the beauty of Jesus.
那我们就被主耶稣吸引。
And then we'll be attracted by Lord Jesus.
我们就会被主耶稣改变。
Then we'll be transformed by Lord Jesus.
我们来看，回来看这个哥林多后，哥林多后书第三章。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书第三章的十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter
三章十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
我们众人既然得以唱着脸看见主的荣光， 好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加人，啊，如同主的灵变成的。三章十八节，哥林多后书。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror in the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
前面在讲哦，摩西有帕子把他的脸遮住。
Previously, you mentioned this passage that Moses had a veil that covered his face.
然后十七节说，主是那灵，灵在哪里，那就得到自由。
And verse 17 says, "The Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty."
所以旧约时代的人要认识神有一个障碍。
So in the Old Testament, when someone wanted to know the Lord, there was a veil that separated them.
虽然摩西也脸上发神的光。
And though Moses reflected the glory of the Lord upon his face,
但有一个帕子遮住，以色列百姓看不到。
Yet there was a veil covering his face, so the Israelites could not see.
那新约时代，圣灵就把这个障碍拿掉。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has removed this veil.
所以我们就可以敞着脸看见神的荣光。
So that we all with unveiled faces can behold the glory and beauty of God.
那怎么看见？
How can we see this glory?
从镜子里面反照。
It is through the reflection of the mirror.
所以通过圣经神的话。
And through the word of God.
这神的话的荣光借着他的话就照到我们心上。
Then through the word of God, the glory of God will shine into our hearts.
那我们这个人就要越来越改变。
And then our heart will continue to transform, change.
就会变成主的形状。
So that we can become more like the image of God.
所以神的美怎么临到我们身上？
So how does the beauty of God come upon us?
我们祷告被圣灵充满。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit in prayer.
在灵里面，神开我们的心。
So that in prayer, God opens our heart.
从圣经里面来认识神。
To understand deeper the words of the Bible.
那神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words of the Bible is spirit and life.
那我们长期的在思想神的话，被圣灵充满，这个人就改变了。
As we continue to meditate and on the word of God and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then a person will change.
就有神的形象。
To become like the image of Christ.
所以斯提凡，圣经讲斯提凡怎么描写他？
And so a good example would be Stephen in the Bible.
说斯提凡啊，面貌像天使。
The Bible describes him that he had an image like an angel.
这个就是神的荣美。
And this was the reflection of splendor and beauty of God.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this is our pursuit as well.
在属灵里面能够改变我们啊，看起来有神的样式，神的形象。
So that in spiritual life we can continue to transform into the image of Christ.
好，我们现在回来看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。三十三节。
Verse 33.
耶稣这个话原来是指着自己要怎样死说的。这里讲主耶稣要吸引万人来归他。
Here it states that Lord Jesus will attract millions onto him.
三十三节是指着要怎自己要怎样死说的。
And then he indicated, signifying by what death he would die.
就是钉十字架。
That he will be crucified.
那这就是神的爱一个最高的表现。
And this is the greatest manifestation of love of God.
所以神的美到最后就是把主耶稣的爱把它表现出来。
So the aspect of beauty of God is also manifested through how Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for us.
那主耶稣的爱是没有选择性的。
And we can see his love, which has no discrimination.
不分犹太人、希腊人。
Neither Jews nor Greeks.
不分种族。
Neither any sort of nationality.
不分自主为奴的，不分社会里面的地位。
It goes beyond statuses in a society, whether slaves or free.
不分性别。
And it doesn't matter if it's male or female.
主耶稣都接纳。
Lord Jesus would accept all.
连罪人也接纳。
He would draw all people and sinners unto himself.
因此我们来到教会。
And so when we come to the church,
如果我们能够去一个接纳每一个人，
If we are able to receive and welcome every member,
这就是神的美。
And this will become a beauty of God.
因为有主的爱在里面。
Because we have the love of God within us.
但是如果我们在教会里面呢，我们的爱是有选择性的。
But if in the church our love is discriminatory,
符合某一个条件这样的人我喜欢，我就特别靠近他。
If we are partial to certain types of people and favoring those people,
哪一类的这个我不喜欢，我就不靠近他。
And then to neglect those that we do not favor.
这是人的爱。
And then it shows the weakness of the human love.
这不是神的美。
This is not the beauty of the Lord.
所以当每一个人呢、啊，这个神的美越来越显明的时候。
So as everyone continues to abound more with the beauty of God,
我就发现整个教会能够互相的接纳。
Then we can see that everyone can receive one another in love.
好像先知书里面都描写的。
As described in the minor prophets.
说小孩子也可以拿着毒蛇。
That even a child can hold on to a viper.
然后山羊跟老虎也能够在一起。
That lions can play with sheep.
大家能够互相接纳。
Because they can receive one another.
个性不同，但是互相接纳。
Though they may have different personalities, yet they are able to receive and accept one another.
那我们就发现这个教会是一个非常美的一个家庭。
And we'll find that this church becomes a wonderful family of God.
所以要让我们的教会成为一个家庭。
So in order to have our church become one family,
是要从内心的改变开始。
We must start with the transformation of our heart.
每一个人去追求神的美进到我们里面。
Everyone must pursue that the love and beauty of the Lord be upon us.
像主耶稣一样。
Like Lord Jesus.
那我们的教会就非常吸引人。
Then we'll become a very attractive church.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
467首。
467.